From the Palestine News Network, I'm Kristen S. with This Week in Review for the 9th through the 15th of January, 2009.
There is no stop in the bombardment.
20 days of attacks in the Gaza Strip and over 1,000 Palestinians are dead and counting as the number of injured nears 5,000.
It's really unbelievable what is going on here.
Children are terrorized, terrified, as are adults young and old. Adnan Abu Hesna of the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, whose headquarters are currently under siege, says,
"The people here, they have lots of panic and lots of fear."
Gaza City father and director of the Palestinian Network of NGOs, Amjad Al-Shawa, says,
"My children, they couldn't sleep all the night because of the continuous strike and the bombardment everywhere. And, you know, we have to keep the windows open because we're afraid that the windows will fall on the children. So we got them to, we can say it's kind of secure place in the house, although that we know that our house is also. So the nightmares, screams all the time, we're trying to quiet, make them quiet, and but how we can keep them far of the situation. And they, of course, there is shortage of everything. I obliged to go out today in order to get something to my children."
Hamdi Shakura of the Palestinian Center for Human Rights says,
"Everybody is just waiting for the next hit."
The Israeli administration continues to enjoy the support of the United States administration, with many in the international population so confused they either say, "You deserve it," or, "Hamas may be terrorists, but they don't deserve this." Hamas is the elected government of the Palestinian people in the Gaza Strip, West Bank, and East Jerusalem, elected in 2006. Members of the armed resistance who launch projectiles come from the armed resistance wings of all political parties, including the leftists and Fatah. All are involved in efforts to stave off the ground attacks. At a demonstration in Ramallah, Fatah's Al-Aqsa brigades were honored for fighting the Israeli occupation in the Gaza Strip. The projectiles of the armed resistance described over and again by the Israeli and U.S. administrations and now repeated by so many in the media and population as rockets did little damage in the past. They posed no real threat before these past 20 days of attacks. As the Israeli attacks began, 3 Israeli citizens were killed by projectiles, and since the ground invasion began, 10 Israeli soldiers were killed by the armed resistance. Both of these figures come from the Israeli military. Others still are debating whether the, quote, "Israeli response was disproportionate," end quote, missing the point that this is not a response to anything other than the still faint possibility of a unified Palestine. The Pengo's Amjad Al-Shawa says,
"For me, my children all the time asking why. Why they are bombarding us? Why they are killing us? Why? Thousands of whys they have. And I have no answer for that. Just because we are Palestinians?"
Those on the ground are put in the position of explaining the number of civilians killed because the international press and public continue to debate the merits of killing civilians.
Up to now, more than 85% of the casualties have been among the civilian population.
As opposed to members of the armed resistance, with many people referring to them as terrorists. They say that, quote, "Hamas is hiding among the civilian population," end quote. But the armed resistance cannot extricate itself from civilians because there is nowhere to go. The UNRWA says,
"You might be killed in the streets, and at office, at home."
All Palestinians are trapped in the Gaza Strip, held under closure as it remains the world's largest open-air prison. Hamdi Shakura from Gaza City's Palestinian Center for Human Rights notes,
"Israeli occupation forces demonstrated total disregard to civilian lives."
With Israeli forces killing 40 people taking shelter in a UNRWA school this week, many outside became outraged. Although with hundreds of people being slaughtered, it is of little wonder. The UNRWA spokesperson, Adnan Abu Hesna, fears for his own life and that of his family.
I myself, for example, I don't have electricity for more than 10 days. I don't also have... I have water just for 2 hours every 48 hours. I myself, I'm buying water from outside. And my children, my kids, my wife also, they are, you know, they are panic all the time. And we don't know. You don't know when the hit will be coming. You might be the next We don't know exactly what is how to hide, actually, of all these bombings, because you might be killed in the streets and at office, at home. It's really unbelievable what is going on here.
There has been disturbingly little comment from international governments, including the Arabs, but even less action. Shakura adds,
Israel would not have dared to demonstrate such disregard to human rights and to human lives without the ongoing conspiracy of silence from the international community.
Late this week, King Abdullah II of Jordan did call for a unified international position to stop the Israelis, while Egypt's President Hosni Mubarak is falling between saying, told you so, and trying to position himself as the broker of another ceasefire, while ducking notice that Israeli warplanes are using Egyptian airspace during attacks on the southern strip's Rafah. The Pango's Amjad al-Shawa asks,
till what time this international community will keep silent towards these crimes?
The United Nations Security Council finally did issue a resolution calling for a ceasefire. However, the Israeli administration refused to honor it, as has been the case with the tens of General Assembly and Security Council resolutions issued throughout the decades of occupation. The Hamas party commented that it had not been consulted on any aspect of the issue, therefore could not reasonably comment. However, on Wednesday night, the Hamas party did say that it would accept a new Egyptian draft. The Israeli administration inexplicably said that there was no humanitarian crisis in the Gaza Strip, while the Palestinian network of NGOs referred to the situation as a catastrophe.
If you can ask about the houses, how they're living there, catastrophe.
Hospitals are barely running. The streets are destroyed. There is little water. There is little food or electricity. The UNRWA notes,
the last 2 days, it was one of the worst days. The attacks continue all day. They were bombarding all night everywhere in Gaza, and many people were killed.
Elshawa says the shops are empty.
Gaza shops, the market is closed. The shops are empty of anything. We need milk. We need many kinds of food items. It's absent in the shops in Gaza since Israel continue imposing siege and the closure on the Gaza Strip, prevent entering, and they show that they are entering the humanitarian aid to Gaza. And to believe what the situation, just come to Gaza to see. The lines, thousands of people are waiting on the packets to get some bread for their children. From the early morning, from 5 a.m., people are waked up to go to the packets to get some bread.
In the Gaza Strip, Israeli forces added phosphorus bombs to the internationally prohibited weapons it has used against Palestinians in the past, causing burns to the bone. Gaza City's Al-Shifa Hospital has the only burn unit in the Strip, but it does not have enough respirators or supplies. A French doctor who made it in with a European Union delegation that was allowed to enter through Rafah expressed shock, while the Norwegian doctor at Al-Shifa talked about the wounds from internationally prohibited weapons, as did the Ministry of Health and the Red Cross. The Pango's Amjad al-Shawa refers to the situation in the hospitals as another catastrophe.
To talk about the hospitals, it's another catastrophe that we have. Shortage of everything for the medical treatment, disposables, medicines, and of course if you are a patient, it's difficult for you to get in the hospital because the injuries are laying on the corridors of the hospital.
Approximately 50 people have been killed per day during the past week, as the UNRWA notes.
The last 2 days, it was one of the worst days. The attacks continue all day. They were bombarding all night everywhere in Gaza, and many people were killed.
From the Palestinian Center for Human Rights in Gaza City is Hamdi Shakura.
The 19th day of war against the Gaza Strip, and right now, as of the moment, I live in the 11th story in the middle of the Gaza City, and almost all the streets are empty of people. No people are walking or driving. Mostly we're talking about people who choose to stay at home for their safety, but there is no stop in the bombardment. You hear the explosions. Sometimes it's in the community around, not very far, sometimes from different areas, other areas close to Gaza City. And, I mean, everybody is just waiting for the next hit. Where is the next hit? And it's total chaos. It's total and real threat for the safety and of civilians, because as we monitored the situation almost up to now, more than 85% of the casualties have been among civilian population, including children. Actually, more than one-third of the victims are among children and women. There has been not only excessive use of force and total disregard to international standards, especially in terms of the deployment of disproportionate force. I mean, those are illegal according to international standards. Actually, Israeli army and Israeli occupation forces demonstrated a total disregard to civilian lives. And this explains the higher and the jumping number of children and women. Every day we have casualties. Even yesterday, among the almost 50 dead, according to our monitoring and documentation, 11 children and 3 women were reported among the dead people. So it's really a terrible situation in Gaza currently. As I said, Israel would not have dared to demonstrate such disregard to human rights and to human lives without the ongoing conspiracy of silence from the international community. I mean, to us, the civilians who are protected by the 4th Geneva Convention applicable in times of war for the protection of civilians, so the high contracting parties are required to respect the convention. Israel is a high contracting party to the convention and is violating the convention.
Demonstrations continue everywhere in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. With some cities within Israeli boundaries rising up and sporadic protests being held in the international community. The demonstrations have been difficult as well, with the Palestinian Authority repressing demonstrators in Ramallah, as did the Jordanian police in Amman. Also this week, Israeli forces killed a Palestinian at a northern West Bank checkpoint and used live ammunition and gas to shoot and injure dozens of demonstrators. And Israeli forces arrested 2 journalists and are holding them in West Jerusalem. Khader Shaheen and Mohammed Sarhan are accused of aiding the enemy by reporting on the movement of tanks in the northern strip. The Pango's Amjad al-Shawa asks one final question.
The question, what Israel wants? To kill?
Israeli forces continue to harass and beat demonstrators while imprisoning more. Palestinian member of the Knesset, Mohammed Barakat, says the policy of intimidation and hundreds of arrests will not stop our response to the massacres. The new song that came from Los Angeles is all over the Middle East airwaves. Michael Hart's song for Gaza, We Will Not Go Down.
A blinding flash of white light lit up the sky over Gaza tonight. People running for cover, not knowing whether they're dead or alive. They came with their tanks and their planes, with ravaging fiery flames, and nothing remains, just a voice rising up in the smoky haze. We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
This Week in Review, January 9th through the 15th, 2009. For more news, see english.pnn.ps. Kristen S. with engineer Shiraz Rishmawi, Palestine News Network.
Women and children alike, murdered and massacred night after night. While the so-called leaders of countries afar debated on who's wrong or right. But their powerless words were in vain, and the bombs fell down like acid rain. But through the tears and the blood and the pain, you could still hear that voice through the smoky haze. We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die.
die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.